Try that one again.
Is on, sorry. Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing upon this council, direct and prosper its deliberations to the advancement of thy glory and the welfare of the people whom we serve. Amen.
Amen.
Reconciliation statement. Milton City Council acknowledges that the land it now occupies has a history that began with Indigenous occupants of Kulin Nation. Council pays its respects to the Kulin Nation people and their elders and descendants past and present. Councillors, officers and members of the gallery, I declare the meeting open and I request that you remain standing for 1 minute, for a minute's silence to pay our respects to the Van Den Hend family who were tragically killed in the downing of flight MH17 in the Ukraine. The Van Den Hend family were residents of Ainsbury Township. Please be seated. Apologies and leave of absence.
Councillor Borg is an apology this evening, Mr. Mayor.
Change to the order of business?
No.
Deputations?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Declaration of any peculiar interest, other interest or conflict of interest of any councillor?
Mr. Mayor, I would like to declare a direct interest in officers' report, item 18.8, the CEO Review Committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Dorey. Adoption and confirmation of minutes of previous meeting.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 24th of June 2014 be confirmed as a true and correct record.
Thank you, Councillor Millick.
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose? Adoption carried. Item number 7, correspondence inward, parliamentary and department letters received by the Mayor. As adopted, they are in your folders.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that the parliamentarian and departmental letters received by the Mayor be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Medley. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Does any councillor oppose? Clear it carried. Petitions and joint letters?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Resumption of debate or other business carried over from previous meeting?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Public question time.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have 5 questions from the members of the public this evening. First question is from A. Tuvana, who is in the gallery. The question reads, can you please let me know when the overdue financial statements for the Council/Dolphin Lendlease joint venture, Atherston Development, are due to come out? I refer this question to Mr. Luke Shannon, General Manager, Planning and Development.
Thank you, Mr. Tavana, for your question.
I can confirm that Council will be issuing a community report later this year, which will outline the achievements to date resulting from the Atherston development, and that report will include details of the financial return to Council to date. Thank you.
The next question is also from Mr. Varner, and it reads, the City of Melton exists by the power given to them under the Constitution Act 1975, bracket Vic, close bracket, namely Part 2A. For this Constitution Act to be enacted and come into play, the previous Victorian Constitution would have to have had to be repealed. Can you please provide details of when, bracket date, close bracket, the previous Constitution Act of Victoria, bracket 1855, close bracket, was repealed? In responding to this question, the City of Melton in fact exists by reason of the Local Government Act 1989. However, it is correct to say that local government is referred to in Part 2A of the Constitution Act 1975, commonly known as the Victorian Constitution. As is mentioned in the preamble to the Local Government Act, Section 74A bracket 1 of the Victorian Constitution provides that local government is a distinct and essential tier of government. That said, the crux of the question is in relation to the validity of the Victorian Constitution, I believe. This issue can only be decided by a court of competent jurisdiction, such as the High Court of Australia. It is not a matter which Council has any power to decide upon. Further, Council cannot provide legal advice, but can provide legal comment or comment on legal matters. Having said that, Council is aware of a recent decision of the High Court of Australia where the court confirmed the validity of the Victorian Constitution. Council is happy to provide to you in our written response to this question a copy of that decision. The case was Rutledge versus the State of Victoria and the City of Bendigo, or City of Greater Bendigo, a 2013 decision. And on my reading of that decision, it is indicated that the order in Council of the 22nd of October 1975 assenting to the Constitution Act 1975 in effect repealed the previous Constitution Act of Victoria 1855. I said that on my reading of the decision, I repeat that I am not, nor is Council, the right authority to give legal advice. And I am saying that on my reading of the decision in Rutledge versus the State of Victoria, my reading of that indicates that by that order in Council, the previous Constitution Act was effectively repealed. That's my reading and that's my interpretation. It's not a legal interpretation. My interpretation, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey.
Next question is from Mr. Keisha. And is Mr. Keisha, yes, he's here this evening. The question reads, our public question from Rent Affordability Housing and Service Enterprise is about, at the last ordinary meeting of Council, page 148, we are raising the issue of rent affordable housing, creation of new jobs in Melton, in our area short term and long term, and helping families with rent affordability, helping families and people to save on their rent, to save a deposit for their owned home, who can't get any rent assistance due to their income being a few dollars over the threshold of getting government rent assistance. These are the people and families we should be helping as they are working hard and trying to save for their first home. Rent Affordability Housing and Service enterprise of this type and helping this type of people and families who will be eligible to apply for the service. As Councillor Ramsey and other councillors and Melton City Council staff raise the issues of 42 babies born every week in the City of Melton. We are all proud of this, but nothing is discussed or said of the 42 babies that are born every week in Melton. How many of them are born to families whose household income is one-third to one-half taken by rent living in this? So, in essence, the question does go on for at some length in relation to affordability, infrastructure development, partnership or service, community health and wellbeing, and transport provision and connections, as raised at the last council meeting in relation to council's advocacy framework and outlined in that report. Mr. Kasha points out that 402 Clark Road is in walking distance to jobs and will create its own jobs, and the new train station is in walking distance and operating by 2016. In rent affordability, housing and service enterprise being the focus of this question. So Mr. Shannon will respond to that.
Thank you, Mr. Kasha, for your question. It's a very similar question that you've asked over a number of council meetings, but what I certainly understand is the issues that you're seeking to address relate primarily to affordable housing, provision of local jobs and their connection to transport within the vicinity of your property in Clark Road. Particularly, I understand that you're looking to particularly explore development potential of your site in Clark Road, adjacent to Caroline Springs. As I've indicated at previous council meetings on a number of occasions, you'll be aware that the Metropolitan Planning Authority, which is a state government agency, is currently preparing a precinct structure plan, or a PSP, for a number of areas around metropolitan Melbourne, but also including the, what's known as the Coleroy Precinct, which includes your land. That precinct structure plan, once it's completed, will actually determine what development potential applies to not only your property, but the surrounding area, and will provide an indication as to the level of potential development, if there is any potential at all. I'm aware that you've been actively involved with the Metropolitan Planning Authority to date in the preparation of that PSP, and I would encourage you to continue to be involved. As I understand, they will be placing that on public exhibition later this year, and that will provide an opportunity for you to have a more formal input into that process. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon.
Mr. Kasher, I think, was point of clarification.
Point of clarification, Mr. Kasher? Thank you, Mr. Kasher. Thank you. Mr. Torres.
Next question is from David O'Connor. David's in the gallery. Question reads, in accordance with agenda item 11.6, could Council please provide a copy of the additional documentation as stated was provided by the Diggers Rest Community Garden and Men's Shed proposal? Murray Heaney, General Manager, Community Services, will respond.
Thank you, Mr. O'Connor, for your question. I'm happy to have further conversations with you again in relation to this documentation, and I'll ensure that our staff contact you as soon as possible to provide what documentation we have on the submission. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Next question is also from Mr. O'Connor. following on the subject of that report. In the interests of all residents living in Diggers Rest, would Council defer making a decision on the green shed at the Stampain Reserve pending a full investigation into the expression of interest process? So again, Mr Heaney will respond.
Thank you again, David, for your question. I suppose it isn't a decision of the officers, it's more a decision of the Council, and this will be discussed as item 11.6, as you've previously indicated. Council will be determining on that very shortly. Thank you.
There are no further public questions this evening, Mr Mayor.
Thank you, Mr Toyer.
Mr Mayor, I'd like to move in block items 11.1, 11.2, 11.3, 11.4, 11.5 and 11.9 and accept officers' recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Mayor.
I'd like to second that, Mr Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Does any Councillor oppose? I declare the motion carried. Item 11.6, Green Sheds, Stampain Reserve, Diggers Rest.
Mr Mayor, I'd like to actually, before the officer stands up and reads this item, to defer the item and that the report be deferred up to 3 months and officers continue further discussions with both groups to determine what's the best community outcome will be for Diggers Rest. Thank you, Mr Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Cullioni. Do I have a councillor to second?
I'll second that. Thank you, Mr Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose? I declare the motion carried, the alternate motion carried. 11.7, planning application PA2014/4310, use and development of the land for the purpose of greyhound keeping and training at 320 Telephone Road, Exford.
Thank you, Mr Mayor.
Mr Baggio.
This application relates to a a site which is located at 320 Telephone Road in Exford and has an area of just over 4 hectares. The land forms part of an existing rural residential subdivision that was created back in the 1970s. The subdivision is generally bounded by Telephone Road to the west, the existing railway line to the south and the Melton Weir to the north and east. All of the lots within the subdivision have an area of at least four hectares, and most of the lots also contain an existing dwelling. The application essentially proposes to legitimise the use and development of a greyhound keeping and training facility on the land. It should be noted by Council that the use being applied for currently operates, and buildings and works associated with the use have been developed, all without planning approval. The use essentially involves the keeping and training of a maximum of 50 greyhounds, according to the application. Dog kennels, exercise yards, a galloping track, and other associated development has already been constructed on the land. The application was advertised and 6 objections were received, with the main concerns being around noise from the barking of the dogs and increased traffic on Telephone Road. So although the subject land and the surrounding area is located within the Green Wedge Zone under the Council's planning scheme, it is on the periphery of what could be described as an enclave of rural living, hobby farm type development. In this context, the main issue which has become evident from the objections and subsequent discussions and correspondence from some of the objectors is noise from essentially the barking of the dogs. This is particularly noise which is generated by the dogs on what anecdotally appears to be a regular basis. So a noise report was submitted as part of the application which monitored noise levels over the space of a week. However, significant levels of noise from the kennels was not observed. The report did not also recommend any attenuation works to the kennels or other buildings. In contrast to the findings of the noise report prepared by the applicant, a number of the objectors have for some time been recording the occasions when the dogs bark for any extended period of time. These notes and audio recordings would tend to indicate that the dogs bark on a regular basis at various times of the day, and further nuisance from the barking seems to be exacerbated on the occasions that the dogs are being trained. So it's considered by officers that on balance the application should not be supported by council. There are concerns that a significant greyhound keeping and training facility is inappropriate so close to what amounts to an existing rural living area. Contrary to the findings of the applicant's noise report, the existing use would appear to be creating a noise nuisance to surrounding residents on a regular basis and detrimentally affecting the amenity of those residents. Although the council could elect to support the application subject to requirements for a fewer number of dogs or further noise attenuation measures, no information has been provided which would indicate that this would address the noise issue, Mr. Mayor. It's therefore recommended, as per the recommendation in the report, that the application be refused on a number of grounds, and further that the applicants be requested to cease the use within 3 months and comply with the requirements of the planning scheme. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Badger. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Councillor Midley.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, just to clarify, so basically the business or the greyhound kennels are actually in operation without a legitimate permit from the council. Is that correct?
I agree with you, Mr. Mayor, that's correct. The use is operating, and essentially the buildings and development associated with the use have been constructed on the land.
Does any other councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a councillor to move the motion?
I'm happy to move the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Midlake. Do I have a councillor to second the motion?
I'm happy to second it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 11.8, Municipal Emergency Resourcing Programme. Mr. Shannon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report provides Council with an overview in relation to a funding application which we have recently been successful, and I'm very pleased to advise Council of that. In essence, Council has received $120,000 over each of the next 2 years from the State Government in partnership with the City of Wyndham. By way of background, the State Government's Municipal Emergency Resource Program was established in 2012 to assist local government in achieving substantially enhanced emergency management planning functions associated with the outcomes of the Bushfire Royal Commission. And councillors may recall that we received funding from the State Government at that time at the commencement of the program. Following extensive advocacy from local government to continue the program, the State Government has again announced an extension of the program earlier this year, which will take it through to July 2016, which is a great outcome for both the City of Melton and the City of Wyndham together in partnership. Mr. Mayor, the key objectives of the program are detailed on the bottom of page 106 and the top of page 107, but I'll just provide a very quick overview of those. Some of the key objectives are to work in partnership with other agencies to implement local government emergency management activities, to actively engage with relevant government agencies to help ensure a consistent approach to emergency management practices, to work with community groups in emergency management preparation, to enable continuous improvement in terms of our approach to emergency management, and finally, but certainly not least, work in partnership with the Department of Human Services in relation to emergency management. Mr. Mayor, as in previous years, the funding will be used to employ an emergency management project officer. The role is shared between both the City of Melton and the Wyndham City Council, although we are hosting the officer. And the officer will be tasked with ensuring that the objectives of the program are achieved across both municipalities over the forthcoming 2 years. Mr. Mayor, the recommendation is as presented on page 106. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a councillor to move the motion?
I'd like to move that motion. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Do I have a councillor to second the motion?
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor, and thank the department for the great advocacy work in getting that for the City of Melton.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item number 12, reports from delegates appointed to other bodies. 13.1, regular assembly of councillors in accordance with Section 80A, Local Government Act, 1989.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that the record of assembly of councillors attached to this agenda dated 1st of July, 8th of July and 15th of July 2014 be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Mayor. Do you have a councillor to second?
I'll second that recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Cooley. Does any councillor oppose? I declare it carried. Item 13.2, public address by each councillor. Reports of delegates appointed to other bodies. Item number 12. Sorry, guys. Councillor Ramsey.
You're waiting for me, weren't you?
Yep.
I've only really got a couple of things that I want to speak to that are close to my heart. And this is what Vic Roads are working on off, actually. The Vic Roads have established or sent out municipal-wide data for each of our municipalities, and it goes over a period of 5 years. And these are the snapshots that they are judging everything but for Melton by. In 2013, Melton was the fourth ranked out of 79 municipalities in terms of number of people killed on the road crashes. We were the 24th in terms of the number of people seriously injured in road crashes. In 2013, there were 7 people killed, 4 drivers, 1 motorcyclist and 2 passengers. In 2013, the following types of road users were seriously injured, giving a total of 90 people. Cyclists, 4, drivers, 50, motorcyclists, 16, passengers, 19, pedestrians, 1. It seems like there were, between 2009 and 2013, there were 987 crashes where at least one person was killed or injured in Melton. In the 987 crashes, 32 people were killed, 450 people were seriously injured, and 841 persons sustained minor injuries. These are the most chilling facts. Between 2009 and 2013, road users in the 17 to 25-year-old age group recorded the highest proportion of deaths in Melton. In that same 5-year period, 17 to 25-year-olds recorded the highest proportion of serious injuries in Melton. It's a sad reflection. We seriously need to keep working on this. To that end, there was a major road safety bill passed in Parliament on Friday, the 27th of June 2014, marked a significant milestone in the ongoing effort to improve safety on Victorian roads, where Parliament voted to support the Government's Road Safety Amendment Bill 2014. In the gist, there are 4 dot points. These are the differences. The bill helps to achieve Government's targets by requiring all drivers whose licence or learner's permits are cancelled as a result of a drink driving to be fitted with an alcohol interlock, empowering Victorian Police to impound vehicles of drink drivers with an alcohol blood concentration, a BAC, of 0.10 or more. And that's impound your vehicle. Introduce a new offence with stronger penalties for drivers under the combined influence of alcohol and illicit drugs, and extending the zero blood alcohol concentration limit applying to novice motorcycle riders. Everybody, these are just small measures, but remember, behind the wheel, take off 5, it does save lives.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, on the 16th of July, I attended the Policy Review Panel committee meeting. We discussed certain policies, some existing and some new. They're not, the minutes aren't in this council agenda, but I believe that it will be in the next council agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Dunn.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On the end of June, I attended the suburb naming committee, which we're still slogging away at names. 8th of July, I attended the PDAC committee meeting. 16th to the 7th, I also attended the policy review with Councillor Carley. And I also attended sort of a Melton Weir community committee meeting where we actually had a beautiful tour of our beautiful asset that's in our backyard of the reservoir. Even though it's not full of water, it's still a beautiful asset. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Councillor Cooley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I attended an established grant assessment with an officer. We're doing, assessing some groups requiring funding to establish their groups. The Melton Highway Committee was cancelled for this term, for this month. And that's it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Killier. Councillor Medlick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I did chair the Policy Review Committee meeting, which Councillor Carley mentioned the minutes will be next Council's ordinary meeting. Just to highlight, Mr. Mayor, in regards to the Policy Review, that Council staff are currently working on a healthy eating and healthy catering guideline policy, which will strongly support Council's advocacy around nutritional and healthy eating for our community and staff. It's all about creating a healthier environment that includes healthy food options. I'm looking forward to that one in the near future, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Millett. On the 30th of June, I also attended the suburb naming consultation with Councillor Dunn. On the 2nd of July, also attended the reservoir tour, which was basically to look at and get a judge for what water is in there at the lowest time of the year and how usable the actual reservoir is at that time of year from a passive participation point of view. Also on the 2nd of the 7th attended the Arts and Culture Advisory Committee along with Councillor Dunn. I think Councillor Carley's on that as well. And that's fine. Thank you. Back to 13.2, public address by each councillor. Councillor Medlick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors had the opportunity to a briefing meeting with the members of the Junior Youth Council. The members of the council discussed some of the issues they felt were concerning our community, which include tourism opportunities for our area, graffiti concerns, a secondary college in the Eastern Corridor, and just to name a few. They were certainly on the ball with their concerns, Mr. Mayor. It was great to see their passion and dedication to this program, and the confidence they displayed when presenting their issues to the councillors was really great. I'd like to thank Matthew Wilson and his team for facilitating this group, and I'd like to thank Council for their continual support for this program to continue. It's important for our young people to have a voice in this community. Mr. Mayor, given the significance of the matter, I'd like to inform Council that I received a call from a Borrell representative today stating that Borrell are not going to appeal their application to VCAT. Instead, they are going to reapply again sometime in the near future, but on a much smaller scale. I was told that Borrell have released a media release stating their decision on this matter, and I'm assuming that it's on their website. Mr. Mayor, may I just also express my deepest sorrow, sympathy and condolences for the families, friends and loved ones who have been touched by the tragic disaster of Flight MH17 last week. It is a horrendous event that is still so hard to comprehend, especially that five of those on board that plane, the Vandenhind family, were our very own residents from Amesbury. A total of 29 were Australian citizens. The nation and the world will never be the same again, and the pain of those lost in this act of crime will never be forgotten. My prayers and thoughts are with those who lost their loved ones in this tragic event and hope that they will be able to finally lay them to rest soon. Our community is grieving, Mr. Mayor, for the loss, and therefore I'd like to move a notice of motion that on behalf of Council and our community that we write to the Vandenhind and Dewar family and express our deepest sympathy for the loss of their loved ones and liaise with the families and the Ainsbury community to identify an appropriate tribute to honour and remember Hans, Shaliza, Pierre, Marnie and Margot Vandenhend. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. I'd like to ask for a seconder to Councillor Medlick's motion.
I'd like to second that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Does any Councillor oppose? All Councillors in favour? I declare it carried. Councillor Cugliari.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to highlight the annual Hillside Sharks football function this year. The football club celebrated their 15th anniversary as a masquerade ball. Over 250 people attended, including yourself, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Carley, and also myself, the masquerade ball. It was a huge success and an enjoyable evening. Many of the guests wore extraordinary masks in glamorous evening wear. The Hillside Sharks Football Club trained 330 juniors, 65 seniors and 90 Oz kids. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Cooley. Councillor Dunn.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On the 25th of June, I attended the Community Grants Program presentation, and it's great to see that Council actually puts so much back out in the community by giving grants to so many community groups. 27th of June, I attended the launch of the Healthy Children Growing Together at the library, and it was great to see a group of kids jumping on bowls of fruit and that. The 2nd of the 7th, myself and Mr. Mayor attended the Get Activated, Stay Motivated, which is a children's activity through the school holidays. And we both had a go at wheelchair basketball, and believe me, it's so very hard. On the 9th of July, I attended the NAIDOC flag raising ceremony, and that was quite a fantastic, actually, ceremony. We were entertained by some fantastic dancers. And on the 20th, I actually attended the Ainsbury Community Vigil. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, on the 25th of June, I attended the launch of the Municipal Early Years Plan. We had a wonderful presentation from the students at Wedge Park who displayed a message that read, "Our community begins with our children." On the 25th of June, I attended the Melton Community Grants Share of an Evening as well. On the 9th of July, I attended during the NAIDOC Week celebrations, the flag-raising ceremony. It was a spectacular performance from the, I hope I'm going to pronounce this right, the Wayapau Warwick dancers. On the 19th of July, I attended the Hillside Sharks Football Club 15th Anniversary Ball. I'd like to congratulate those who received their 5 years of recognition of service, Andrew Young, Damien McConnell, Darren Shaw and Keith Kosmiotis. Also, a huge congratulations to their best club person recipient, Alan Flack. Also, Mr. Mayor, I just wish to add to the comments made by yourself and my fellow councillors on the tragic loss of lives on the Malaysian airline flight MH17. Of course, we all know that tragedy has been brought home by the loss of the entire Vandenhend family from Ainsbury. I offer my deepest and most sincere condolences to all families, whether in Australia or overseas, for their loss. Also, Mr. Mayor, today is a very sad day as I attended a funeral of Leo Johnson, better known as Tiger. It's always sad when someone leaves us, and more so when someone like Leo Tiger Johnson, a true beacon and champion for the people of Melton, leaves us. I'm sure that I would be joined by all other councillors in extending our deepest condolences to his wonderful wife, Elaine, and wish her and her family well for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Councillor Ramsey.
Mr. Mayor, I was only going to pay my deepest condolences and respects. I, along with Councillor Nola Dunn and yourself and your beautiful wife and our General Manager, Mr. Heaney, formed part of the 650 that were at the Candlelight Vigil for the beautiful family at Ainsbury. There were so many stories shared and so many memories that were told and have been told and repeated since. The vibrancy, and they were so active within the community. They were part of a soccer club, the swimming club, they attended Bacchus Marsh Grammar, and there were lots of stories told about their journeys to and from the school. This family, I mean, so many people were so struck by the fact that they go away on holidays, never to return. They saw the family walking walking home most nights and cycling, and they're not there anymore. So everybody has been struck by the enormity of it at a local level. On a world level, we will never be able to understand that sort of tragedy. I just hope that everybody that has been touched by it has the support there to work the way through that. This afternoon, as Councillor Carley touched on, former Councillor Leo Johnson, known as Tiger, was farewelled. The Anglican Church was full, and this was one exceptional man. He was involved in the radio station, Jerrawarra Education and Employment. He loved his cricket and was always umpiring. There were stories told. He was part of council for a number of years there, especially as the Shire was changing into a city. And you couldn't miss his formidable smile. He really knew the essence and the fabric that was community, and he made a lot of family sacrifices as a result. So from myself and council to his beautiful wife Elaine and their family and friends, I hope recovery is quick, but the memories will last. His passion and his zest for life will live on in all of us. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. I'll try not to double up too much because most of us end up at the same events. My wife keeps wondering why I'm going out with all these women, but it just happens they're all councillors, but that's all right. The Nidduck flag waving ceremony, raising ceremony, so it wasn't waving, was it? It wasn't very windy, so it didn't wave much. It was at the community hall. There was over 150 staff, community service organisation representatives and members from the local Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders communities. And the theme this year was Seven Country, a Centenary and Beyond, and it was a really great day. The Get Activated, Stay Motivated was an interesting morning. Myself and Councillor Dunn spent on the courts down at Caroline Springs. They also did another one in Melton just the following 2 weeks later. I don't know the day, I'm sorry I didn't attend that one. But I'd like to thank Trudy Martin and her team and Margaret Zarafa, who were the mainstays on the day, the work, putting the work in behind the scenes with their staff, and also Matt Hutchinson, who come along and showed his chess prowess, teaching the kids how to play chess on the day, which was a good addition instead of the sport having the chess. I think that was something I'll carry on. I won't go on for long. I'll just go a couple other things. On the 6th of July, I attended Rotary Club of Melton Valley Changeover, which is a good afternoon. On the 11th of July, the Pop Culture Groovy Movie Night was frozen at Caroline Springs, and that was a really good night. A couple of community things I attended was the fundraising night for local charity Orange Pigeon at Westwater's Hotel. It was a great night, a good fundraising night. I'm sure that they raised, I can't remember how much they raised, but I'm sure they raised a fair bit of money for the cause. And the Melton Hockey Club had a fundraising event on the 28th of June for Breast Cancer Network. Thank you. Notice of Motion 14.1. Notice of Motion 386. Council to thank Inspector Martin, Stephen Martin. Notice was given the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 24th of June 2014 of my intention to move the following motion in the ordinary Council meeting of Council to be held on the 22nd of July 2014. Do I have a seconder, please?
I'd be honoured to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare it carried. Notice of Motion 387. Councillor Dunn.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I hereby give notice of I hereby give notice of my intention to move the following motion to the ordinary meeting of council to be held on 22nd of July 2014. And the motion was that the council officers provide a report to council on the installation of dog waste bins and disposable dog waste bag dispensers at selected sites in prominent reserves around the city. Such a report to include the identification of potential sites, cost of installation and the cost of ongoing servicing of such facilities.
Thank you, folks. Well done. Does any councillor require any further clarification? No. Can I have a seconder, please?
Happy to second that motion, Mr.
Thank you, Councillor Medlock. Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare it carried. Notes of motion 388. Councillor Dunn.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor. I hereby give notice of my intention to move the following motion at the ordinary meeting of council to be held on 22nd July 2014, and that motion was that the council request Vic Roads undertake a safety review of the intersection of Hopkins Road and the eastbound exit ramp off the Western Hop Freeway.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Do I have a seconder to the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medlock. Does any councillor oppose the motion? Declare it carried. Item number 15. Councillor's questions without notice.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, can I ask what supportive services Council are providing or can provide for our residents in relation to the grief and loss it has experienced due to the tragic loss of lives on the MH17 plane in Ukraine?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll just answer that for Councillor Majlik. As was notified on the day, last Sunday, it was acknowledged that Council was providing a number of services for those families that were in need, and obviously the priority of that was counselling services. Over and above that, we have now included on our website some contacts for those families if they do wish and need the desire to contact family councils or any other services to have a look at our website. But saying that, the most important thing is that families need to speak up, and that was expressed very heavily on the day. So if there is a need for those families to talk, we encourage them to ring our switchboard, or more so talk to our family services team or the community services group or anyone else that they may seek support from in the organisation. And we'll endeavour to do as much as we can. And if we can't do it, we'll make sure that we refer on to those who can. Thank you, Councillor Matter.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any other councillor have a question without notice?
Yes, I do. Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Dunn.
I was just wondering if we've had any more further advancement on the discussions with PTV about the Rockbank bus stop. I know I keep going on about it, but...
Through you, Mr. Mayor, Council has previously written to both the Minister and senior PTV officials regarding the relocation of the bus stop. Regrettably, we've had no concrete outcomes from that. We have met with them on site and sought further information from them about what it would take to have them relocated into probably Westcott Parade in the township. We're still working on it. It is very frustrating, but we'll continue to advocate very hard so that the bus stops are relocated away from the freeway. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Shine. Councillor Ramsey.
Mr. Mayor, sorry. Just a quick question. There's a lot of activity happening around Coburn's and Bullman's Barry's Road. It looks like that road may finally be about finished. Can you give us an indication? Has Council been told of anything?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I was very pleased to see that yesterday contractors were on site at that intersection, which, again, just for everyone's clarification, is a road project being undertaken by the Woodgrove owners on a Vic Rose Road, so it actually has nothing to do with Council. Yep. However, it's obviously a very important road for our community. Contractors were on site yesterday. There are a number of underground services that need to be relocated. The gas pipes are currently being relocated. Then there will be Telstra, and then there will be Western Water infrastructure relocated. Then the road can be opened, or the turning lanes can be opened. So apologies, that is a long-winded answer, yep. But works are well underway. It may still take a number of weeks, but it was very pleasing to see the contractors back on site yesterday. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Sean. Motions without notice. I rise to move that Council support the position of Municipal Association of Victoria and the Victorian Local Governance Association to oppose the recent State Labour Party policy on capping council rates and the potential serious impact this may create on the provision of community services and renewing and maintaining critical assets due to the likely funding shortfalls. Item number 17, urgent business. Item number 18.
That pursuant to section 89(2) of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated. Can I just put as stated? Or do you want me to read them?
As stated.
As stated.
Do I have a seconder?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Merritt. Ladies and gentlemen, please help yourself to refreshments. And thank you for coming. Good night.